John Sadler's got a couple today. Miss Norway resuming today.
I would have her down as clearly my best. In fact, I'd be disappointed if she doesn't win.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
As it lies, Miss Norway ahead, Bobba. Oh, that's close. Tight. Photo finish. As it lies, or Miss Norway.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Well, it was very tight, and we ended up in the stewards room yesterday for our early mail winner, but nonetheless, Whitey, we got the winner.
$4.60 at 7:01 a.m. yesterday morning.
How do you know that?
Because I did my research, and that's what it was.
How much did you? No, it's not so important. So important right now.
Well, it's fair to say that I've got my Kris Kringle money worked out, which we can get to shortly, because there's news there.
What do you mean there's news?
Well, you know, there's news. I talked about it yesterday.
Don't recall
anyway,
that. Anyway,
if there was no protest, Miss Norway would have won by some margin. So
there
was
no
a
protest.
Very good performance from John Sadler.
And or if there was no interference.
I was a bit concerned that the invitations had gone out for the gala dinner because he'll need one, because that was a declaration. And when you make a declaration and it wins at 460, he needs to be invited to the dinner.
Does it mean he's in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a question.
We might put in one more. So text us through if you think through the year on the early mail. There's a trainer that needs to be at the gala dinner because we've pretty much formalised the list, but there's probably a spot for one more. It'll be announced tomorrow.
Looking forward to seeing the list.
0416 90 50 52. You can laugh as much as you like, but
laughing,
I know
mate?
That there
I'll
are
take
trainers.
This very serious. I've got a spreadsheet, mate.
There are trainers that are desperate to get into this Hall of Fame.
I've got a spreadsheet. Don't tell me I'm not taking this seriously.
We get personal text messages from trainers sort of putting their case forward for the honour.
Well, we get another chance today at Warrnambool, beautiful part of the world.
Daniel Lumpson is the Warrnambool track manager, and he joins us. Daniel, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're going pretty well. Now, it is a bit of a discussion point at the moment about how much rain's falling everywhere. What about Warrnambool? Are you missing it all, or are you getting it?
You know, we've missed quite a lot of it. We've had 2 mils overnight. All the rounders have had upwards of 10 to 15 mils, but we've only had the 2 overnight.
Has that been hard for you to sort of work out how much water to put on the track yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. It was 34 here at one stage yesterday, so we ended up watering just to... we got a late start today at 3 o'clock, so we watered yesterday to make sure it was going to be a good 4, or at least a good 3 by start time, so and just hope we didn't get too much rain, which is what's happened, which has been good so far.
Okay, and what about the forecast for today? We're sort of expecting 30 to 50 mils in Melbourne. What about Warrnambool?
We were expecting 10 to 20 today, but that's been downgraded to a 5 to 10 today, which isn't too bad. But there is a chance of a thunderstorm at some stage today, so it depends on what we get out of that and when it comes.
All right, so for the punters, the details for your track today?
We're currently a good 4, a penetrometer of 5.57 at the moment. We've had 2 mils of rainfall overnight, 2 mils for the week. We put on 6 mils of irrigation yesterday, and we've had 52 for the week. We're looking at 5 to 10 mils today and maybe a thunderstorm. It's only going to be 18 degrees here today and light winds up until this evening.
All right, terrific. Daniel, thanks very much.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Dan Lumpson there from Warrnambool racing today there on the 8 race card. Matt Kamani sending 3 down to the ball. He joins us on the early mail. G'day, Matty.
Morning.
Great to have you on board. 3 for you today. Race 3, number 2 is the first one of those. Small field is 7. And Outroar is your runner first up today. He's got a pretty good record first up too, this 7-year-old gelding. Are you confident that can continue today?
Well, no, not really. Right. I like the horse. I think he's a lovely type, and he's actually a half-brother to Criterion.
Right.
But he is new to our stable. He was up at Chris Lees's, I think, up in Sydney, and he had bad knees and was actually retired from racing. So he's had 3 years off, and is having his first run for me. Thrilled that we've managed to get him back to the races, but obviously it's a little bit of a race-by-race situation. We're really just making sure that he's sound and happy, more so than really trying to evaluate how good he is at this stage. But hopefully he's good enough, and he's certainly sound this morning and looking well, and I'm hoping that he might put in a good performance.
It's an interesting point you pick up. I looked at the form and I saw 3rd of August and I said, oh, right, okay, that was a trial on the 3rd of August. First up today, is it a couple of months off? I didn't see the year 2015. that's a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the owners wanted to retire him, which is great, but he was apparently in the paddock down here, that they put him into a little bit of light work with a terrific trainer, Damon Burns, and he said he was going so well that they just thought they'd give him another go. And so far, you know, he's passed all the vet checks and the stewards are happy and we're certainly happy with him, and he's enjoying life. So let's give him another go.
That's a good effort. Well done to you and the team for getting him back on the track. That's good stuff. Race 6, number 9, is your second runner today. Second up, and I've gone through the dates. It was November 18, so that's okay, we're good here. Barrier 13 over the 1,700. Second up record was one start for a second. What was the first up run like? Must have been okay, 4 for 9 at Seymour.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was true to her sort of her pattern. She'd like to come from the back. She often looks like she's never going to make it and then flies home the last 200 metres. So she's always struck me as a filly that wants 2,000 metres, but there are a couple of nice options of this sort of distance coming going forward. And given that she ran so well first up, I thought let's just explore the 1,700, 1,800 metre distance ranges for now and see. But it could well be that she looks like she wants 2,000 today, and in which case we'll have to sort of change our view. But if the rains come, that'll probably help. It'll bring her stamina out it could go either way for her. I think she's a really nice filly, likely raced at this stage, likely tried, and she's got potential.
Okay, that's race 6, number 9. Then you've got race 8, number 8, We Take Manhattan. Now, you must think a fair bit about this horse, because last time at February, its last start, it was running in the Autumn Classic, the Group 2 at Caulfield. So we must have a fair opinion of this horse. First up today after a good spell, what are we thinking?
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. We possibly got a bit too carried away last time going for a big race like that without really knowing exactly what his distance is. And it looks certainly in the Autumn Classic like maybe 1,800 is just that little bit too far and that he's more of a miler. So we'll hang around that sort of 1,400, 1,600 distance a bit this prep and just really make sure we've explored that with him. I think today might be a little bit short. If it's on soft ground, I think he might be a little bit short. We do have done most of our training with him on the synthetic track here. So if by this last race there's been plenty of rain and it's a heavy track, I'd suggest he probably won't be quite ready for that. He comes into this without having had a trial this prep. He looks fit and looks well, and I think he's got ability, but we might need to wait until the second or third runs before we see it.
All right, maybe with an eye on the future there for We Take Manhattan. So your best today, Matty?
I'd say Alvaro, I think. He's a fun little butt, and really we're just all hoping that he goes around safely. But if he does, he's certainly shown us he's got a bit of ability, and I hope that he can do thanks to the owners.
If you want to have the play with Outroar, first up after 3 years, $4.40, fixed at tab.com.au. Good on you, Matty. Nice to chat as always, mate. Good luck today.
All right, thanks a lot.
Matt Kamani with three today. At Warrnambool, his best is at race 3, number 2. Now, a bit of buyer beware, a bit of fun, he said, because first up for 3 years at 440 is certainly worthwhile investment if you want to play that game.
Absolutely. We've got money to play with.
Only 7 going around, too, in that race. There is a $2.70 favourite, but second in the market is Matty's horse, Outroar, race 3, number 3. Number 2, sorry, race 3, number 2.
There's a text here. Adam, you are a sad man.
Spot on. What?
You are a sad man if you don't think the moon landing took place. Read up on it, man.
Yeah, read up on it,
Jerry. My wife thinks I'm a pretty sad man as well. So, Jerry, you might be right.
We love when you're happy, Whitey. Let's sort that out during the news. Sherelle's up and about. We are up and about. Got plenty still to come on The Breakfast Club. Johnny Bowden with the latest news, sport and weather on RSN 927.